Hello, I'm Clarice Larson, and you're listening to KTOL. A Juneau woman was shot and killed by a police officer in the parking lot of the Mendenhall Valley Breeze Inn convenience store early Christmas morning. In a news release shared last night, the Juneau Police Department identified the woman as a 30-year-old Juneau resident, but did not name her. Deputy Police Chief Craig Campbell says the department will release her name in the coming days.
So we did identify the woman around the afternoon, and we're just giving it another day or so before we release the names to allow the family to process information and to be able to deal with this.
According to the release, three officers responded to a call at the parking lot of the Mendenhall Valley Breeze Inn at about 5:25 a.m. yesterday morning. The woman was allegedly wielding a hatchet, screaming, and threatening people. Police say she refused to comply when officers ordered her to put the hatchet down. According to police, an officer tased the woman before she advanced toward the officers with a hatchet, and an officer shot her. She was pronounced dead at the scene. The department has not released the names of the officers involved. They have been placed on administrative leave per department policy. The news release says the department will release the names after the officers are interviewed by the Alaska Bureau of Investigations. Campbell says the department plans to release body cam footage to the public, but said it's too early on in the investigation to say when that will be. The department's current policies do not provide a timeline for when body camera footage is released to the public, but that's something residents asked for after a July incident where police shot and killed a man downtown. After that shooting, Campbell said the department planned to release and potentially revise its policies on body cameras in the next few months. No changes to policies have been made since then. Campbell says the department plans to share more information about the incident as the investigation continues.
The Juneau Police Department really wants to be as transparent as possible during these types of incidents, because we do understand there's a large amount of public interest in them, and we are dedicated in being transparent, as well as just balancing the need to do a thorough investigation.
Following an investigation of the incident by the Alaska Bureau of Investigations, the Alaska Office of Special Prosecutions will determine whether the officer was justified in the use of lethal force or will face any criminal charges. And the small Southeast Alaska town of Gustavus is hosting a food drive this weekend, and it's getting a boost from the Juneau Food Bank. The drive is the first step in plans to open up a new permanent food pantry, something the town doesn't have yet. But as KTOO reports, organizers say it's something Gustavus desperately needs. For the first time on Saturday, Gustavus residents will be able to fill a box or bag with food they need from the food bank. There will be over 1,000 pounds of food items to choose from. Gustavus is off the road system, meaning most things, including its food, must be flown or shipped in. It has one grocery store, but prices can often be higher than what some people, especially on fixed incomes, can afford. That's why a group of residents are working together to host a food drive this weekend and later open a new food bank for the community. This is Chantelle Mulligan-Rear, one of the Gustavus organizers.
With the ongoing rises in cost of food, cost of living, there's just been a lot of need being spoken of throughout the community.
Mulligan-Rear says the food drive is so that residents in Gustavus can start the new year with a sense of hope and security.
I grew up in Gustavus. It's hard to get food when you're limited on funding, and to be able to offer that, it's an honor to be in the position. It's just been a great process so far.
She says it's also part of a bigger plan to offer a more permanent food pantry throughout the year. She says they plan to offer at least 4 food drives at the location in 2025, but more could pop up depending on the community's needs. This weekend's drive is at Kimber Owens Garage. It's in collaboration with the Southeast Alaska Food Bank in Juneau. Emma Seeler works for the food bank and helped deliver more than 1,000 pounds of food from the Juneau Food Bank. She spoke to KTOO from the ferry.
Just worked out that I was headed over here for the holidays anyways, so figured it would be the perfect time to bring over some food. And we had a truck we were bringing to some friends here anyway, so we just stuffed it as full as we could and brought it on the ferry with us.
Organizers say Gustavus has a significant elderly population, so most of the food being shipped in for this weekend's drive is easy to open and easy to prepare. That's to accommodate people who might struggle to make a meal with raw ingredients. The shipment also includes healthy snacks for children.
I think it's just really important to recognize kind of limitations and access and the fact that everyone deserves to have access to food, and especially food that's nutritious and quality food.
This weekend's drive will kick off on Saturday at 10 a.m. and run through 2 p.m. on Glenditch Road. Residents can also send a private message to organizers to have the food delivered to their homes. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson. And finding affordable housing in Anchorage is a challenge, and housing experts are looking for solutions. One idea is making it easier for people to live in multi-generational homes. That can help solve the housing shortage by increasing density, fitting more people into one lot of land. But there's some other benefits too, like allowing residents to age in place. Alaska Public Media's Ava White has this story.
Lydia Johnson walks up the stairs of a fourplex and points to the door on the right.
This is my apartment. My partner and I live here. And then this is my aunt's apartment, and she lives there. My mom used to live in that apartment, but she ended up moving out. My daughter used to live in that apartment, but she moved out. But she's actually temporarily living with my aunt. So
she opens the front door to two dogs, Romper and Raven, her daughter Sophie Gustafson and her aunt Kirsten Gustafson, who lives directly across the hall. Johnson and Kirsten own the fourplex in Fairview, one of the oldest neighborhoods in the city. Four generations of their family have lived here since Johnson's mom and Kirsten bought the house a decade ago. Johnson says the community environment is appealing to her.
And it's so nice to have the person across the hall from me that I can go to and be like, this thing happened at work, or how do I deal with this? Or, you know, I'm having this problem. How do I fix the document? And to have them right there, and just the people that, you know, do love and care about you and support you.
They share everything from produce to vehicles and take care of each other when sick. Johnson says it's not uncommon for someone in the fourplex to need medical care, and being so close makes it easy to help. And Kirsten agrees.
We take care of each other if we have surgeries, you know, need
runs
stuff,
to the like, emergency room. She's taken me a few times.
When rooms aren't being utilized by family members, Johnson and Kirsten rent to friends, which helps offset costs. Devin Kelly works on housing initiatives at Cook Inlet Housing Authority and says the city hasn't built enough housing in the last decade to keep up with demand. And housing for certain groups is in especially short supply.
But especially housing for young people, housing for seniors, people who want to age in place.
Multi-generational living allows people to balance community and privacy and have access to live-in support like elder care. Anchorage has an affordable child care shortage, and Kelly says the potential to live in with a built-in child caregiver is a huge deal. She says the definition of multi-generational housing is flexible, and it isn't limited to family members.
I would define it as at least two adult households living together. So that might mean adults with little kids or teenage kids and their parents, or just adults and their parents. That constitutes multi-generational housing to me. It doesn't have to be a certain number of generations, or again, it doesn't have to be a certain number of people related to each other.
Multi-generational living is common in many cultures, and Kelly says there's a lot housing experts can learn about the model from those communities in Anchorage. Cook Inlet Housing Authority was one of five entities behind an AARP grant-funded initiative this year that challenged residential designers and architects to design multi-generational homes in Anchorage neighborhoods in an effort to increase density in traditional single-family neighborhoods. Designs had to be built on a corner or an infill lot and required 2 to 4 units, at least one of them accessible. 3 units were submitted, and Kelly says they address various community needs.
These designs are doing an interesting job of balancing community and privacy, where you have your own space, but you also have access to live-in supports, to childcare, to elder care, and to the types of community resources that maybe can sometimes feel sort of far away if you're living on your own.
Yeah.
The designs presented weren't cheap, but Kelly says there's a lot of financial benefits to multi-generational living. She says an owner might choose to rent an accessible unit, which would help someone who wants to age in place but can't afford to build, ultimately lessening the financial burden on both parties.
It could help people close the financial gap in terms of like trying to make something work for their family in the long term.
The organization is asking residents to vote on their favorite design of the initiative. The results will be announced during Anchorage Design Week at the Anchorage Museum, February 19th through 23rd. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Ava White.
And now for a quick look at the local weather in Juneau today. This afternoon, showers are likely, cloudy with a high near 43. Tonight, showers again, mainly before 3 a.m., and cloudy with a low of around 37 degrees. Tomorrow, showers again with a high near 41 degrees. You're listening to KTOO.